Good afternoon, everyone. Well, the Aussie share market has put an end to a two-day winning streak with the ASX 200 declining by around 46.5 points or 0.6% on Thursday, closing at 7,204 points. Now, that's enough to wipe out at least a healthy portion of around the 1% gains we've had over the prior two sessions. Now, a lot has happened already this week. But in the past 24 hours, there have been three things in markets that have really received a lot of attention. Firstly, out of the United States, we had US stocks actually dropping back. And this was because the US Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, wrapped up its final board meeting of the year. Widely expected, it raised interest rates for a seventh straight meeting, this time by 50 basis points. Now, that was expected by 98 in 101 economists surveyed globally, so that certainly did not rattle markets. What perhaps did is the fact that the Fed flagged more rate hikes to come, and that statement seemed to be received as quite a hawkish one by markets. Secondly, locally, we had an update on Aussie jobs growth, which was much stronger than expected. In fact, three times as many jobs added in November locally than what the market was anticipating. And thirdly, we had in the final 3 hours of trade, some data on China's economy, the most comprehensive insights into how China's economy are doing on a monthly basis. And all of these data points were worse than expected. So that was the reason why from about 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the market continued to fall away a bit. So let's look at a bit more detail at some of these. If we look at this employment report locally, which received a whole lot of attention at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time or Sydney time, 64,000 jobs were added in Australia last month. So the expectation was for 19,000. So a big beat. The unemployment rate remained near the best levels in 48 years at 3.4%. The reason why that didn't actually improve is the participation rate rose. So there are more people re-entering the workforce, which, you know, could be a good thing, I guess, because, you know, some employers have struggled to find skilled workers in recent times. So look, the data is backward looking, but it still basically shows that the Aussie labor market is in very strong shape. Things could change, of course, in the coming months because of an expected increase in migration, the fact that job vacancies are trending lower, and the number of applicants for each job that's being listed has also been on the way up. The data, though, not really strong enough to probably change the Reserve Bank's thinking about interest rates when we're still expecting a 0.25% rate hike when the RBA meets next in early February. Now, if we look at some stocks and sectors today, it was a really mixed bag, but we did see most sectors actually losing ground today. Some of the only improvers, if we look at sectors, consumer staples, and also energy stocks, which seem to benefit from a 2.5% lift in the oil price. The price of oil in recent weeks has actually been sitting at the worst levels all year, partly because of recession fears. But individual movers today, let's start with the winners. Blackmores, the vitamin group, was the best. It rose 7.5% today, despite there being almost no news on the stock at all. And also, coal miners really stood out today. The likes of Whitehaven and New Hope, they both were up around that 4% mark. Now, Whitehaven was upgraded by a major broker and also had its target share price for the next 12 months increased by almost 40% by this broker as well. We also heard from Elders, the agribusiness, which rose a good 3%. It also held its AGM today, and amongst other things, it said it's on track for its 8-point restructuring plan. It said that, you know, it's gone through most of this with a bit more left, but its shares managed to lift as well. As far as the losers are concerned, lithium miners, by far the worst performers, and they were all led by Pilbara Minerals, which fell by around 11.5% today. Now, Pilbara completed its 12th auction of spodumene concentrate. This is the raw material which eventually gets refined into lithium. Now, it sold the lithium for about $7,552 per dry metric ton US. So that's way higher than what it was selling each dry metric ton for a couple of years ago. But it actually was roughly 3% below the prior auction. So the market might have interpreted this as a sign that lithium prices are perhaps peaking for the time being. So its shares fell, but many of the other lithium players like Core Lithium down 9.5%, Liontown down about 8% today. The bigger end of town, we had BHP, a more significant weight. It fell about 0.8%, together with Rio, Fortescue, South32, and Newcrest Mining. So they didn't do any better in the final few hours because of that Chinese data as well. Select Harvest, which grows almonds, amongst other things, it fell about 3% today. Now, it reiterated the likelihood of higher costs to come, partly on fertilizers and other agricultural chemicals as well, which have been getting more expensive. And the banks remained in focus today, partly because this week we've got a lot of money being paid out in dividends from the banks, and quite a few of them holding AGMs or annual meetings. So about $6 billion will be paid in dividends from three of the big four banks this week. Macquarie on Tuesday, NAB yesterday, and today it was ANZ's term, which paid out a 74 cent per share final div. That's actually its biggest final dividend in roughly 3 years. Now, if we look forward from here, tonight is all going to be around about central banks. So we heard from the Federal Reserve earlier this morning. Tonight, you've got the Bank of England, the European Central Bank, the Swiss National Bank, and you've also got the Norwegian Central Bank as well. So they'll be delivering probably rate hikes, and any commentary around what we might see in 2023 will receive a whole lot of attention. What might give these central banks even more attention in overnight trade is the fact that there's very little for us to go off tomorrow. There's not a lot of economic news on Friday at all. Not a lot of company news that's scheduled, at least. So central banks will be front and center. The Aussie dollar finally sitting at roughly 68.3 US. Have a great evening, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.